That mean I can go?
He'd rather be hunting, I can tell you that.
You know they're gonna get everything while you're gone, that's the way it works. You're gonna come back and everybody got one.
I'm proud of you for doing archery though. I think that's the way to hunt.
Oh, I like it all. That's fun.
All right, this regular monthly meeting of the Mesa County Federal Mineral Leasing District Board will come to order. Has the board had the opportunity to look at the agenda? Do you have any amendments, changes to it? Not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move we accept the agenda as written.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, thank you. The next item on the agenda is general public comment. Hearing none, we'll move on. Item three is adoption of the August meeting minutes. Has the board had the opportunity to look at the minutes?
Sure. I would move to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 When you're doing those minutes, Dusty,
Yes.
if I say something stupid, you don't have to.
I leave a lot of them out.
Wow.
That makes me feel better.
Nice shot.
Sometimes they're just in there so good, you don't even, it's good. No, just kidding.
Item number four, consent agenda. Does the board have anything there that they would like to pull off for consideration?
No.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda for that.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries, thank you. Staff report.
Okay. September staff report. We posted to our social media about the meeting minutes being posted, the meeting agenda being posted. I did a presentation to the Palisade Irrigation District, and that the meeting location for this meeting today would be in this room. I had a lovely view of Palisade, so I took that picture instead of the picture inside where there was just three of us. So I thought this was more pretty. So I was there. I did a presentation to the Irrigation District. They seemed interested in our grant cycle, our grant program. There was a question about, and I don't know if maybe this is a maybe a Chris question, if you would know, they get their money based on assessments. Is that is that an issue for us at all?
Well, there's...
Because they are a special district.
There's a case that came down from the Colorado Supreme Court a few years ago that essentially said that irrigation districts like PID and OMID, or Chumesa Irrigation District, they're not true governmental entities because they don't, they live off the assessments for irrigators within their boundaries. And so, for example, PID and OMID, they're not subject to TABOR because they're not true governmental agencies. There's a question as to whether or not they would be eligible for grants from this district because of their status. They're kind of neither fish nor fowl type entities. So we'd have to look at that really carefully before we consider them for a grant because they may not be eligible.
What would be the difference between them and Clifton Sanitation?
Well, Clifton Sanitation is a true Title 32 special district with taxing authorities. It's organized pursuant to state statute. And what happened was a few years ago, there was a Supreme Court case. It was the Orchard Mesa case where a group of landowners sued Orchard Mesa Irrigation District saying that they were subject to TABOR. And the Supreme Court, which of course applies to governmental entities, and the Supreme Court said, no, they're not, they're different. They're this special purpose entity that's formed explicitly for the purpose of serving the irrigators within their boundaries. And so that case, I mean, it's one of those technical decisions under local government law. But yeah, on the surface, they don't appear to be much different because, for example, Clifton Sanitation, they're funded entirely from user fees for their for their sanitation services. How is that different from an irrigation district that's funded by assessments against irrigators within their boundaries? So it's something we'll have to look at if they ever apply.
Well, they were interested.
Redlands Water and Power would be the same thing then.
Yeah. And then same thing with the Mosquito District, because the Mosquito District files an assessment. So
yeah. Mosquito District is a true district, but just to be clear, they've got more money than they...
They do not need any
grants from us.
Well, I wouldn't ask them that question.
Yeah.
No, they actually, when I gave that presentation, you know? That's what they had said too. They said that they would rather have other districts apply for it because they actually decreased their...
They actually decreased their assessment.
Yeah, their assessment levy.
The boundaries of Grand River Mosquito District expanded a few years ago. They got a huge influx of tax money, and it, relative to their service obligations, they're not as needy as others. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, it's a fair question, Craig, and it's one that we'd have to look at carefully.
All right. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any media at this time. We did receive our DOLA payment for 2020. We received a check for $925,022.53, and the check was deposited. Grants requesting payments, we'll be finalizing the rest of the Mesa County Jail expansion contract, writing that $324,000 check. And then we are anticipating the final payments for East Orchard Mesa and Western Colorado Community College. Invoices were Dufford, Waldeck, Milburn, and Crone for $460 and Dusty Reimer for $3,774.98. And upcoming events. I have a special request. My sister is getting married next month. And I was wondering if it'd be possible to move the board meeting date to a different date. Or do it over phone if that's possible. And I do blame her for this, by the way.
Marriage is just a tough thing all the way around.
No.
Sucks everybody in.
So what would you propose?
I'm open to whatever you guys want to.
See, you had a problem the week before, didn't you, John?
Well, I had AG&T meeting today.
Yeah.
Somebody else had a
problem.
I had one.
And then
we have the third Wednesday right now, is that it?
We're on the third Wednesday.
Yeah, I think the AG&T is every third Wednesday also. But it's a conflict, probably a lot of places. I mean,
I'm going to be out of town on that day.
And maybe, I don't know, if it's like the Tuesday before or something too, I'm open to...
Is she married getting married out of town?
Yeah, I'm not from here. I'm from... Iowa.
The Iowa.
We're so excited to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Flatlands.
Yeah.
The 9th, I will be out of town. The 23rd, I'm available.
When do you anticipate coming back?
23rd and 30th.
Immediately. Like, if I could have left that night, we would have. But no, we're leaving first thing in the morning on Sunday morning after the wedding. It's also my husband's 40th birthday. He is delighted. He's super excited. She planned it well.
Daddy's 40.
Yeah.
We were yeah, see,
October 23rd.
AG&T meetings in Fruita, so that's
good.
Like that would be doable.
Okay.
But most of the time they're not that close.
No. So you guys were suggesting the 23rd?
No.
Oh.
The 23rd or the 30th. Are the two that are on the table.
23rd works for me.
Or like in the morning. Does like the morning of the 18th work? Like at 9?
Is that 18th?
Yeah, the 18th or the 16th. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. I can do that.
9 in the morning, as long as it doesn't run for hours.
Yeah. What do you got, John?
I don't know if it
matters. Did you say the 23rd was good?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I think that might be better than the 30th for me.
Okay, so we'll move it to the 23rd.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we need formal action on that, Chris, or are we good?
No, I don't think
that? Are you good then?
Yeah, I am. And as long as you publish the meeting, that's fine.
Yep. Okay.